Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Charlie Knight, who is Vice President of Interface Hospitality. Charlie, I wanted to talk to you about this HD show last week, but before we get into that, why don't you update our listeners on who you are and your background in the business?
I'd be pleased to, Kemp. I've been with Interface for about 18 months now, and prior to that, I was with another manufacturer where I started as a salesperson, going after a lot of the hospitality business that's out there down in South Florida. Mm-hmm. So have spent, you know, the better part of 20 years at some level being involved in selling to the hospitality industry.
Okay. Have you seen much change in the industry in the last 20 years?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of change. I mean, you know, as design trends change, as innovation happens, as technology happens, mm-hmm. the products get a lot better. I can remember, you know, in the early 90s, you know, in a hotel guest room, what you saw were really pin dot, you know, just cut pile carpet. A lot of times it was Beck dyed carpet. Certainly the aesthetics have changed pretty dramatically, where design just really, you know, even in the kind of mid-market, design matters very much everywhere in hotel design. So I would say it has evolved quite a bit over the last 20 years.
And how many years has it been now since Interface put a focus in this business?
Kent, we've dabbled in it for mm-hmm. several years. I would say that we in earnest began to explore the hospitality opportunity for carpet tile probably 7 or 8 years ago. When I came on board about a year and a half ago, we really kind of took our toes out of the water and dove in and committed to creating products and solutions for the hospitality industry that, you know, make a lot of sense. But I think it was probably at that time where we really committed to the hospitality business. The trajectory of our business right now is really positive, one that we're all very excited about.
Well, most people know that you focus in the modular area. Obviously, modular tile is usually a little bit more expensive. The hospitality market is pretty price sensitive. So I think one of your main goals is to continue to penetrate modular carpet into this sector. How's that going?
It's going really well. Our business is growing at a rapid rate. And I guess more importantly, the idea of this kind of wonderful thing that we call carpet tile, and the utility of it and all the wonderful things it can bring a user is coming true. So we're making a lot of promises to the hotelier out there, and those things are coming true. And, you know, our experience is that once a hotelier tries carpet tile and begins to adopt it, they try to find more places to use it. And you're right, the unit cost of our products at times may be a little bit more than what historically they've used, especially in a guest room, for instance.
Right.
But what they find is the execution of a project overall and for the longevity of a renovation overall, carpet tile can be a much better spend for them.
I know that you've made some inroads with a couple of the high visibility, somewhat styling leaders like W and Aloft. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you're right. We have been successful in marrying a really provocative modern aesthetic mm-hmm. along with the utility that comes with carpet tile. And so we've been pretty successful there. And I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting, you mentioned guest rooms, which is historically kind of a tough spot because there is a lot of price pressure in that application in a hotel. But we've been successful with nearly a half dozen companies who have standardized on carpet tile products in guest rooms. And they've done that because not only the aesthetic value it brings, but just the utility that carpet tile can bring to a situation and to operating a hotel more efficiently.
Do you get into a challenge? You know, a lot of people realize that with carpet tile, you can get just as much performance and actually sometimes comfort with a little bit less face weight. And yet many of the hotels like to maintain this 32-ounce per yard standard. Is there an issue there?
Well, there's not an issue for us, and there's certainly not an issue for us to provide a product that more than that meets their performance and comfort requirements.
Yeah.
What we do a lot of, though, is to talk, you know, kind of re-educate the consumer here, whether it be the hotel brand or the actual hotelier, or at times it's you may be the designer, but kind of re-educate them on, you know, how they probably ought to look at carpet tile. You know, one of the things we've been pretty successful at is to not kind of put the shackles of what their expectations of Broadband carpet are. Don't put those shackles on carpet tile. And if we can get them to look at modular products independently for the merits of modular, we have a tendency to be pretty successful. And I think that's why we've actually been pretty successful this endeavor, because we're not trying to sell both. We're not selling Broadband one day and carpet tile the next. Right. You know, we're really focused on the merits of carpet tile, and that focus has allowed us to really explain and educate about the benefits of modular.
All right, Charlie, I want to talk to you a little bit about this event. We were both there last week, and you actually held an interesting panel in your space. Obviously, your space was, as usual, a typical Interface space, very exciting. It had some David Oakey designs that were very unique. But you held a panel. I guess there had been some research done with some Expedia customers, and they had asked the question of, does green ring with hotel guests? Talk a little bit about the panel, if you would.
I'd be pleased to. We had Joanna Abrams facilitate the discussion. Joanna is the CEO of MindClick Sustainable Growth Management. On the panel was Stina Funch from Hirsch Bednar Associates in Santa Monica, Carolyn Auger from Black Dog Studio in Atlanta, and Billy Thorne from CMMI in Atlanta. And basically, they were talking about the consumer's viewpoint, and when I say the consumer, the hotel room consumer viewpoint about sustainability, and it was pretty fascinating. Joanna has a piece of research that's been recently completed, and it was done with a pretty large sample of Expedia customers. And the basic premise of the research is that the consumer does care about sustainability. The consumer does care about the health and welfare that a room provides. They are concerned about the way hotels are operated, and they are concerned about the materials used to create these hotel rooms. And what was even more important, I think, is that if they are educated about what's in those rooms, they will absolutely make choices based on what they know around the sustainable issues in that room. And so the panel discussion was largely driven around how design can affect that. Can sustainability actually drive revenue in a hotel, which is, you know, sustainability obviously is a talking point, an issue that has garnered a lot of attention, not only in, you know, commercial interiors, but in hospitality as well. Oftentimes it's thought of as something that costs more. And the premise of this discussion was, you know, perhaps it's something that is going to be a requirement, A, and could actually drive revenue versus be a cost.
Well, I think most people realize that if you hang your towel over the rod and they don't wash it a second time, they're probably saving money, right?
Yeah, I think that from an operational standpoint, and that's one of the things that came out was that the consumer is actually very, very in tune to the communications that a hotel will have to them. You know, a lot of it has to do with water and, you know, linens and things of that nature. And so the consumer is paying attention to those things. The consumer is ready to hear and learn more about, you know, what the hotel is doing to operate sustainably, to be a contributor to the local community and to the environment, and perhaps is ready to understand more about what the materials that are used in that hotel, you know, how they affect the environment as well.
So bottom line, do you think hotel guests, do you think they may change their loyalty based on a hotel's activity in the sustainability arena?
I think there's no question. In fact, the research would indicate that they already do make choices. And as that information becomes available to them, and I think that's really what the key is, as information becomes available to the consumer will make choices based on that. And if all things are equal, they will always go with the property that is practicing, you know, ideas and sustainability. And in many cases, you know, they're willing to pay more for it.
Right.
Which is a real revelation to a lot of people out there.
Yeah. All right, we're about to run out of time. Charlie, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Charlie Knight about the panel discussion he had in his space at Hospitality Design Show last week in Las Vegas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.